Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, welcome. I join with you parents who say it is long overdue that we unmask our kids. This COVID paranoia has got to stop. It is irrational. It is not based on science. Kids don't die from COVID. But Tom, there was a story from Michigan. I know, and there's always statistical outliers. I told you that at the beginning of the pandemic. I've repeated it a million times. So how many kids have to suffer to save potentially one child's life? And then how, I mean, look, it's the old story about you have an airplane. The airplane is going to head to the Empire State Building and kill 50,000 people. Do you shoot the airliner down and kill 200, or do you let it crash into the building and kill tens of thousands? You know what the choice is. It's not pleasant, but you have to do what is best for most people. We cannot subject ourselves to this tyranny of the minority. And look, another thing that has come up, and by the way, we're with Taryn Booker from Unmask NY Kids and her compadre, Linda of East Aurora. Can we get them up, Pasquale? You need to push some buttons. Somebody emailed me, ladies, and said all of these fibers that these kids are breathing into their lungs, does that concern you, and is there any medical justification for that?
Absolutely, that concerns me. It concerns me having my kids breathing in anything that's close to their mouth that isn't supposed to be there. I don't know, Linda, how you want to explain that, but I just never felt right.
We actually were speaking with the Iroquois school board a few nights ago, and there was a gentleman speaking who was saying, you know, that the chemicals that have been found in the mask, and not only that, but these kids, if you've seen some of them, and I'm sure, you know, your own kids, they come home from school, their hands are dirty, they've been sucking on them all day long, they've dropped them on the floor, they're on the bus, whatever it is. I mean, I've said that to the school nurse, you know, these, I often wonder if these were cultured. Has anyone done that? Is there evidence? I mean, nobody wants to talk about the risks of a child breathing in humidified air filled with bacteria for 8 hours. My greater focus is diabetes. Why aren't these kids, why aren't we focusing more on what they're eating? They're gymnasium. Now they can't even really participate in gym because they have to scale back their activity level in school so they don't overheat. I mean, what is the greater concern here, really? And now that all these summer camps, I mean, they're saying kids aren't going to have to wear them, but they're encouraged to still wear them. I mean, these masks are gross. And if you've been out and you're in Wegmans and you're walking around and you see some of these masks that people have on their face and it's like this dirty hanky that they found on the seat of their car, I mean, is that really better than you walking around and breathing air? We're meant to breathe air. We're meant to breathe things in, and we have an immune system. And I am concerned about the masks. I mean, I'm a nurse and I have to wear them 8 hours a day, and I know my own frustration. So my children, I don't want them to have to go through that, especially when I know that these masks aren't even doing anything to prevent, you know, and if my kids aren't sick and your kids aren't sick and they're playing together, and I mean, that's what I want to see, and I want to see their smiles, and I want, you know, them to socially develop. But like we've heard, medical professionals say a mask for this virus is basically like throwing sand through a chain link fence. It is not going to stop this. And it's frustrating. And, honestly, I could go on for hours, but.
Well, I always use a different example, but I'll spare you ladies that very descriptive example that I use. Hey, just a question before we get back to some other folks who want to talk to you ladies, lady, we only take, it's got to be Taryn. Are you getting any blowback from the oh-so-virtuous ones who believe that all children should wear masks at all time because it's just what you have to do to be a good American and a good citizen?
Yeah, we
definitely are.
Yeah, Taryn and I will get messages on our Facebook Messenger. You know, we've gotten several. Some are nasty. Some I do respond to in a pleasant way. I try to be respectful to everybody. And but we have definitely met a few that are, name calling. We get the single finger salute when we're out doing some of our rallies. We've had people yell at us. I mean, really, and these rallies are meant to be family friendly. So there's children there. We have obscenities yelled at us. But I mean, really what it comes down to is you are responsible for your child and what you feel is appropriate. And we, working in the medical profession as well, it's hard because a lot of my coworkers too, I am, and I'm not embarrassed to say this, and I'm not afraid of retribution. I am not getting the vaccine. I believe, it's our own personal choice. It's a choice that I'm going to make for my children and my family, and I'm not going to be bullied into getting it, especially you can't tell me that I have to get a vaccine that is not even FDA approved. It's used on an emergency basis right now. And to scare parents into thinking that their children have to get this to attend school is criminal. We have a long way to go, and Taryn and I are not giving up on this, and the more flack we get from people, I think the more fire it ignites in me. I know personally, and Taryn as well. I mean, we are not stopping with this. And these school boards, we are not stopping. And it's why we keep having all these rallies. We get messages, why do you have to keep having all these rallies? It's getting tough. Because we need the community support, and we need people to see us out there. And the more we're out there, the more people who may be willing, if they were on the fence, now they're saying, okay, well, maybe this does make, or maybe they were afraid to come out, or maybe, whatever it is. But we're growing quickly. We started this Facebook page on May 18th, and we have had successfully, Taryn, probably 15, 20 rallies in that amount of time. I mean, we're doing it every night, and we have kids active in sports. And I mean, to answer your question, Tom, because I probably got off topic, I feel like we are getting that pushback from people, but it's only making us fight harder. And I think most of New York and Western New York, it will agree that keep pushing, because we're going to keep pushing right back, and it's our children, and that's the way it's going to be. I mean, nobody's going to fight harder unless your children are involved. So
absolutely.
Amen. Linda, thank you very much for your call. Much appreciated. Much obliged. Thank you so much. The 4 o'clock WBEN summer stimulus word again is BEAM, BEAM. We're talking with Taryn Booker, founder of Unmask NY Kids. And her organization is having a number of rallies today, a number of rallies next week. You can contact her site. It's a private site. You're going to have to be invited to join in. There's also the Niagara County site, Unmask Our Children, WNY. I have links to both organizations. I just like saying it that way. It's a Darcy Regeer thing from way back when. I have links to both of these places up on the Bowerly WBEN Facebook page. And, I must go back to the calls. And here is Pat, who's next on a cell phone. Pat, you're on WBEN. Hello.
Hi. Good afternoon, Tom. Thanks for taking the call. Listen, in most cases, I fully support the parents' right to make decisions for their children. And I just want to make sure I understand the facts here. Taryn has identified both of her children as being asthmatics.
No.
Which is a rest. What do you mean, no? That's what it said in the news, that they...
I think you're confusing her with the lady we had on yesterday, Maria from Lancaster.
Oh, that could be. So then my question to you, Taryn, is do you think all children should be on masks, or do you think there is some value in masks for those children that have underlying illnesses?
Well, honestly, I think that it certainly is, should be every parent's choice, and that parent should then speak with their child's physician and then come to that conclusion together. I don't think that anything should be mandated on any child. If a parent feels more comfortable because their child happens to have some sort of underlying illness or comorbidities, and they feel that, you know, it would be more appropriate for them to be masked, well, then that should be their decision. There are many of us that feel like we've, you know, done our due diligence. We've, you know, flattened the curve, took the 2 weeks, which turned into 16 months. And it's time for us to get back to life. We cannot sit here and continually keep, and for lack of a better word, so please do not, you know, take offense to this, coddle those that perhaps are a little bit more vulnerable.
So was it your child's physician who decided not to support your decision vis-a-vis a letter, or was it the lady?
No, you're talking about Maria, the parent from Lancaster, who was on yesterday with Corey Hogan. And the problem is the physicians, for many reasons, are not willing to write medical waivers in a lot of cases for children, even with asthma. I have heard of some parents getting waivers. There was a lady who called in with a child blind in one eye who got a medical waiver because her glasses were getting steamed up. There were reasons why the physician in Maria's case did not write a medical exemption for the mask. And in my opinion, by the way, the religious exemptions being struck down in New York State is unconstitutional against our First Amendment in the United States Constitution. We need to have religious exemptions allowed for vaccines. You're conflating or confusing Taryn here with Maria from yesterday. And Corey Hogan, her attorney, is going to get medical information that will support what Maria said yesterday on the show. I don't know if that is of any help, but you can go back and listen to it in the WBEN audio archives. But don't be embarrassed for mixing up shows, because I don't remember what we even did the other day. Taryn Booker is with us. Unmask NY Kids. Let us go to Jessica in Clarence with Taryn Booker. You are on.
Hey, Tom. Yes, I'm calling because I agree with Taryn, and I'm a part of her group as well. But I'm also active on Facebook, and I founded the group Turn NY Red. And one of the things that I've been working on is with speaking with legislators, local legislators and people within Albany, is the mandated vaccine. So while I agree 100% with all of their efforts that they're doing right now to remove masking or have the option for choice for students and families to wear a mask, I also feel that we really, really need to focus on this vaccine mandate, because coming from several officials, they're saying that it's pretty much a done deal. David DiPietro, I've spoken with other people within state Senate, and even though the bill is not currently on the calendar, they're waiting until...
Wait, time out. When you say vaccine mandate, are you saying that you also believe and have reason to believe that New York State is going to mandate that any student in any school receive the COVID vaccine?
That's correct. So they're
then people should stop going to school.
Yeah, that's in fact kind of what they're forcing. That's what they're forcing people to do. And I think, like you said earlier, the masking is a part of it. This push for the mask is the reason for us to cry uncle, so that we'll do anything to give to get the vaccine.
I would never give this vaccine to a child. Call me a horrible human being, but in my view, emergency use authorization ain't full and clear approval, nor is there a COVID crisis in the younger demographic. Who says that? The Association of American Physicians and Surgeons. I trust them more than I do CDC. Continue, Jessica.
Yeah, so when speaking with different legislators, they, you know, I try to ask for solutions, like what can we do? They give me the information, that's the information. They're waiting until August for this to get FDA approval so that they have that in their back pocket to say, hey, this is FDA approved, you have to do it. Then they mandate it, and it's mandated for all schools. So if you look in the executive order, Cuomo's executive order, it's not just public, it's private. My kids go to private. I'm in the clearance district, but my kids go to private. They have to follow all these same mandates as the kids in the public school. And when the vaccine goes, when they mandate the vaccine, that's also going to be all schools. So
look, I got to tell you something. I got a break, and I'm going to get you back on, Jessica. I know you held on a long time. But if I were a parent of young kids and New York State said, you have to have this COVID vaccine for your five-year-old, to me, that would be, you know what? I am done with New York State. I'm off to Florida. I'm off to Texas. You're welcome to Letitia James and Andrew Cuomo and the Democrats from downstate running your lives. I think any parent who does not want their kid vaccinated because you just do not trust this vaccine, not at this point, and you don't believe in a vaccine mandate, that should be the clarion call to you to get the hell out of this state. Really, you are not respected. You are under a tyranny, and more people are voting with their feet, and more people should vote with their feet. And if you're a young person in this area listening to this show, before you put down roots, don't do it here. Get out of New York State. Get out. This is hell. It really is. New York State is hell for anybody who cherishes freedom, liberty, or the United States of America as it used to be. New York State, get the hell out. Do not have a family here. Move. I talked to a guy the other night, said, hey, I just bought a business here. I said, are you crazy? Then I started telling him about this state. He's like, I think I'm going to sell it tomorrow. And look, I'm sorry, but many people are already doing exactly what I've said. They're voting with their feet. It's an old Indian notion. I've asked Pasquale to get me ready for tomorrow night. I've sent him to the street for this. Well, so, yeah, Sugar Hill Gang is, going to be interesting. Me at a rap show? I won't stand out much, huh? All right, it is 4:38 at News Radio 930 WBEN. Welcome, Bowerly. Good to have you with us. The summer stimulus 4 p.m. word is BEAM, B-E-A-M. And, every now and again, doing a show like this, you get to hopefully help people out and hopefully steer people in the right direction, And that's why... one of the reasons I'm supporting John Garcia for Sheriff of Erie County is this is a guy who was wounded seriously, almost died in the line of duty. And he could have taken a tax-free disability pension for the rest of his life and been kicking it in the Caribbean somewhere on our dollars for the rest of his life. He didn't do it. Garcia was wounded in the line of duty and went back on the job. And, he's also not handpicked by the insiders boys. So I like that. It is 4:39 at News Radio 930 WBEN. It is Mask Day on WBEN, or should I say Unmask Day on WBEN. And we are talking with Taryn. Specifically, we are talking with Taryn Booker, who is one of the founders of Unmask NY Kids. And if you are a parent and you are sick and tired of your kids coming home saying, Mommy, Daddy, I can't breathe. This mask is killing me. You need to become involved in these groups. They're having rallies all over town. Some today, a whole bunch coming up next week. And the whole idea is to bring attention to the idea that these masks have got to go. And again, ladies and gentlemen, forgive the repetition, but follow the science. Follow the science. All right, let's follow the science. There's no COVID emergency with children or young people. None. Pre-existing conditions? Yeah. Obviously, there's going to be exceptions to everything. But you can't make policy based on the exceptions. You can't have a tyranny of the minority. If somebody is so immunocompromised that, think about it this way. Before COVID, if somebody was that immunocompromised, what provisions were made for them? And yet, kids walk around all the time picking their noses, touching unclean things, not washing their hands after using the bathroom. What? Now, suddenly, every kid with a compromised immune system is our priority when, before COVID, nobody gave a rat's ass. Can we just be honest about it? It was like, yeah, too bad, but. I can't sugarcoat things. It's not in my nature to do it, but. We're supposed to believe that every child prior to COVID had perfect immune systems, uncompromisingly unflinching immune systems. But now with COVID, suddenly now we have to be super careful, even though they might have been at risk from the common cold. It's just, this whole thing is idiotic and it's stupid. I don't like stupid. I don't do stupid well. 803-0930, phone number, *930 on the cell phone, 1-800-616-WBEN. Taryn Booker is with us, Unmask NY Kids. Hey, do you have any reports from any of the rallies that have gone on today since we've been speaking, Taryn?
I have not. I've been kind of just sitting here on the phone with you, so I have not checked with anybody.
You've been reveling in the glory of the program, I see.
I suppose, yes, if you want to say that. Yes, absolutely.
I think that's a very good way to say it, personally. our phone number is 803-0930. Let's go back to Jessica in Clarence. Jessica, you're back with us. Go ahead.
Hi, yeah. So, like I said earlier, my main concern here, not along with the mask, but the bigger fish to fry is the mandated vaccine.
I agree.
No. Yeah. So I want to just make sure that all efforts, that are going on, like at the school board, that we're not forgetting that piece, because you know what? That's what he wants. And as everyone gets out of school and goes on vacation and gets into cruise mode and blah, 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 and we forget about school, we're not wearing masks all the time.
Mm-hmm.
He can do this in the dark of night. He can amend one of his bills. He can add it to the executive order that this becomes mandated. And in September, if your child is 12 years and up, they're going to be mandated to take that vaccine. And then coming in September 2022, I believe they're projecting that for 5 years and up. So we're looking at a potential where families are going to be either forced to make a decision to vaccinate their child or they can no longer attend school. So I just want to add to that, for Taryn and in her group, that we can't keep the eye off of that issue as well.
Absolutely. And that, besides the masks, is our next main focus. Obviously, that's kind of on the back burner right now as we're just trying to finish up school and get through the rallies right now with the Board of Education. Each meeting that we have been to, that has been a topic that we have also touched on in each letter I know that I've personally sent, or when I've spoken with my school district, that is something that I've also touched on, because that is honestly going to be an even bigger fight than what we're dealing with now.
I'm sorry, Jessica, have you emailed me on this issue?
I have not.
Okay, because a few people have. I just wasn't sure if you were one of them. I can't keep track of the emails that come in. I am glad you called, Jessica. Good luck. And, hey, if you start up a no-mandated vaccine group, let me know. We'll get you on.
Actually, no, I do have a group. It's called Turn New York Red. Turn NY Red. So we're kind of tackling a lot of issues at once, but we're just a group of, like Taryn, like-minded people, a little bit more broad focus, but it's action oriented. So the whole idea is like getting the people to make the phone calls, to show up to these rallies, to email legislators, to show up at Board of Education meetings, to share their stories if they're having issues in school with the mask, to appear at those meetings, to share their story. It makes a difference. I mean, I know in Clarence, at least here, like I said, my kids go to private. I've attended those Board of Education meetings and spoke, and things have changed. Like, we had an issue with Planned Parenthood, and they were bringing in Planned Parenthood, and a big rally of people showed up that just kind of got together on that same day, and they canceled it. So it's just, really getting people to realize that they can just make phone calls. They can show up. There's not a huge amount of work involved. It's light hands for many people get together, light work. So the more people we can get on board and getting their voice heard and keeping the foot to the pedal, mm-hmm. not letting us, you know, not going on vacation mode, is so key.
All right, well, Jessica, New York already is red. The problem is there's a hammer and sickle on the corner of the flag. Sorry. All right, Jessica, thanks. I'll put a link up to your site when I get a second. We're talking with Taryn Booker. She founded Unmask NY Kids. There's also other groups out there dedicated to unmasking our school children in New York State, and they're having rallies. I encourage you to do all the rallies you can. You can send an application, well, a member request to Taryn Booker at Unmask NY Kids. I don't know if the other ones are private or open to the public. I'm not exactly sure. But look, parents, if you are sick of this idiocy that is taking place, making children that have next to no risk, nothing is risk-free, but next to no risk at COVID, making them wear masks in a building where any adult who's wanted the vaccine has had access to the vaccine is absolutely stupid. And unfortunately, I'm afraid Jessica is right, and she shares the view of many people who've emailed me recently saying, Tom, the bigger picture is they're going to make our kids wear masks, and then they're going to say, but if they get vaccinated, they can take them off. Or you must get the COVID vaccine, or you can't go to school. And I say, if it comes to that, get your ass out of New York State. Move. Move to a free state, the free state of Jones. Let's go back to the calls on WBEN. And I know some people don't like it when I say that. But you know what? Why would you? I mean, people in Cuba get on beach rafts to try to get to Florida for freedom. And we're basically being treated like Cubans now under Castro. And you got to get, I mean, if you value freedom, you got to understand. It's this state is not going to change. This state is what it is, and it's going to get worse. So you can either submit to the tyranny or hop on your own raft with a U-Haul on it and go somewhere better to live. I mean, I'm sorry, I love Western New York, but this state is making it intolerable. Here is Rachel in Akron on WBEN.
Hi, how are you?
Howdy.
Hi.
Oh, wait, are you one of the malignant supremacist haters?
I am a supremacist, hateful, ignorant manipulator, and I play the character of a concerned mother in Akron. That is my role as the character.
So, what happened in Akron? Because all I saw was a post on the internet where one of the Akron school employees basically accused you unmasked parents of being a bunch of supremacist haters.
Yes, absolutely. We went in. I actually went in with my mask, but took it off when I had to sit behind the little plexiglass thing because it is very hard to breathe with a mask and the plexiglass. By the way, Akron, we did have a music concert though, and they cut the holes in the mask to blow the air below, so they could blow their clarinets through the hole in the mask.
That makes no sense whatsoever.
Can you believe it? Right?
It's not, really. I can't believe it.
And I called I actually spoke to the Pioneer superintendent before I went to the board meeting, and he was very nice, and I encourage everyone to support him because he's an amazing man, and I feel like he's probably in a tough spot right now, but he does want to work with the surrounding communities, and I told our board that, and I told the board how he was going about it, and I was calm, and everything was fine, and then the other people spoke, and it seemed like everything was fine. I did address the board and ask them what their opinions on masks were, and they sat with hands folded looking into their laps telling me they would not tell me their opinions. And I said, you don't tell people your opinion? How am I supposed to know what I'm going to vote for next time if I don't know what you stand on? And I got crickets. There was crickets. I left, continued to ask questions, and they were answered. And the superintendent was very polite in answering questions and, you know, going through a board meeting. I get a text later that night with that message from the superintendent's secretary, her post on Facebook, calling the concerned parents all sorts of names. So that's kind of where we are. I went in this morning. I spoke with the superintendent. He said she knows she did something bad. He said there'd be some type of repercussion, but I don't get to know what that is. I understood. I left, and now we just got a robocall from the superintendent stating that, you know, because their whole thing is we follow the guidelines, so we are continuing to follow the mask guidelines, and that they believe in freedom of speech. So that just kind of covers them on what she said, and I guess we just go about our business and nothing changes, and we shall tuck our tails between our legs and just do nothing.
All right, Rachel, thank you very much. Taryn, anything from you on that?
I mean, honestly, people in school districts need to listen to the concerned parents. We need to know what we are voting for. We need to know what leg they or what page they are on, because we are paying for them to essentially be there. I mean, obviously the board members are an unpaid spot, but we need to know what we are voting for. Absolutely.
Let's go to Jessica in Hamburg with Taryn Booker from Unmask NY Kids.
Hey guys, thanks for having me on. I'm a big supporter. I've been following this movement for a long time and have been a firm believer that my asthmatic child should not be wearing masks in school. I just wanted to talk about the rally that I attended at Union Pleasant Elementary in Hamburg on Tuesday, this past Tuesday. And first of all, I mean, it was heartbreaking to hear these children screaming, "Let us breathe. I get headaches. Why does my teacher get to take their mask off at their desk, but I can't? And give us answers. Why can't we take mask breaks? Why can't we drink our water bottle at class at our desk while we watch our teachers hydrate themselves?" What I was most appalled by, I don't know who the board member was, but he was kind of smirking at us parents, like, "I have no answers for you. I'm following what we're supposed to be doing." And I'm not familiar with the man's name, but he runs a gym in Orchard Park. His kids attend Hamburg. He was there. He sued Cuomo 4 times this past year and has won. But he took a moment to speak and told the board members, "We have your back. Please stand up for our children. If you get slack and if you get punished by the state, we are going to be here to support you. Listen to what we have to say and let our kids breathe." We were kind of asking, like, what about Pioneer? What about St. Francis? And really only what this board member had to say was, "Well, St. Francis is a private school." And we're like, "Well, what about Pioneer? He's taking a stand. If we all take a stand together, no one can fight us all. I mean, we all need to be united." And it was just really disheartening. I felt just terrible for these children. They made their signs. They're asking, "Please let us breathe." My child is severely asthmatic. She's had a really hard time in school. And her teacher, God bless his soul, it has purposely put her in the back of the class next to the fan so she can tolerate being in class. And she told me yesterday she overheard him saying to one of her reading teachers, like, "I feel so bad for this, for our kids, like, to have to wear these masks, like, this is terrible." And they were playing outside, and she went up to him and quietly said, like, I went to the rally and we're trying to stand up for what we believe in and we don't want to wear masks." And he patted her on the back and said, "Keep fighting." Mm-hmm. So it's devastating. It's heartbreaking.
Oh, that's two words with which I agree heartily. Thank you very much. Taryn, I'm going to let you go, but some final thoughts from you so people can get in touch with you and take part in the movement.
Sure. Please reach out to us at Unmask NY Kids, and we would love to have you. We have plenty of events lined up. Everything is listed under our events tab on our page. So if you are interested, please find us, and we would love to have you out there.
All right. Thank you very much, Taryn Booker. I appreciate it. Taryn Booker from Unmask NY Kids. Wow. Hey, coming up in the hour ahead, if you have attended one of these Unmask Our Kids rallies, or maybe you're attending one right now, I would like to hear from you. Also, folks, I don't have any small kids at home. I don't even have any big kids at home because they're on their own, kind of. What are your kids telling you when they come home from school about what it's like to wear a mask in school? Because, kids are adaptable in one sense, but in another sense, they're also very vulnerable. And they're also very manipulatable.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.